it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
You would win, you both. You would. You would. You would, huh? That's how you feel. That's how you feeling over there. Okay.
I heard Bone Crusher performed in the third quarter yesterday,
oh, really?
Too, at the game.
Okay.
Which is pretty cool.
Never scared.
Yeah.
I ain't never scared.
I mean, that's one thing about it. We talked about it yesterday on the tailgate show. The Wait for a Tailgate show was game one kickoff, first half, and then we'll see. But that beginning is going to be great.
Yes.
Falcons fans are going to
yes.
be fired up.
Yes.
They're ready for
yes.
it. They've all flushed the demons and come back for more. And then, you know, game one went the way that so many games have gone before.
Yeah.
And all of those demons came rushing back, I'm sure. And again, it's one game. There's a lot of season left, blah, blah, blah. But that's
– nobody wants to hear that right now.
Yeah, you only say that. I wouldn't have said that if they would have won yesterday.
No.
I wouldn't have said it's only one game and there's a lot
yeah.
of season left if they were
1-0. Yeah, I mean, but you got to – I was speaking on – you got to tomorrow. And then it's back – then it's on to – Minnesota, man. It was just an unfortunate loss. We will get the phone lines open this hour, matter of fact.
We sure will.
So y'all can go in and let us
right
know.
We,
you know the rule. Just don't cuss, all right?
Mm-hmm.
I know the Falcons will make you want to, but just don't do that because me and Andy ain't got no time or no time to be paying the FCCC all that bread.
Yeah, we can't be doing
yeah,
that.
Yeah, we can't be doing
can't
that.
Be, we're all on the same team
yes.
here, right? We
yes.
can't be giving the FCC random donations because
yes.
of an F word,
yes.
you know?
Yeah.
We've been through this before.
Yes.
So, yeah, we'll get the phone lines open in about 40 minutes, 404-726-0929, and you can call us and you can tell us how the Falcons have made you feel.
Yes.
Once again. We will talk through it together. Let's get to an NFL No Huddle and talk about some of the fun games that happened yesterday.
Let's go. Set.
That was the Falcons game was actually pretty fun for
it was
most
a fun
of it.
Game.
It just ended unfun.
That damn energy in that building.
Yeah, it was
you
good.
Could feel it in the TV, man.
It was really good.
Damn.
Really good. And a lot of positives. And we'll talk through some of those as well. But phone lines will be open in about 35 minutes. Let's start with the game that happened longest ago that we haven't talked about yet. Chiefs and Chargers. It's a hell of a performance from Justin Herbert, man.
Man, you want to talk about a statement
yeah,
by him?
No
that
kidding.
Dude, and then the big display was the scramble after yeah. the game. I mean, 3rd and 14 runs it, slides, you know, and eventually just prevailed. But, like, the Chargers having Keenan Allen back, being able to run the football, the Chiefs did not look like the Chiefs. And what I mean by that is bickering. You saw Chris Jones.
Yeah,
and
yeah, yeah.
That just don't – that ain't them. And then Patrick Mahomes, he tried his best. He did his best, but when you tell me that you're down all your damn receivers, I mean, Xavier Worthy runs into Travis Kelce runs into him, dislocates his damn shoulder. Now, he ain't the biggest dude in the world, so I don't know how long he's going to be out with that. But, yeah, the damn Chargers. I mean, we know how talented Justin Herbert is, and we know how great of a coach that Jim is.
Yeah.
But they got a good ass. I know they lost Slater, but damn, Alt was over there holding it down.
He looked
on the left.
I mean, he looked like an all-pro left
yes,
tackle.
He was
like,
holding
he
it
was
down.
Phenomenal.
Yes.
There's not a lot of teams in the NFL that can lose their all-pro left tackle.
Yes.
Put another guy in
yes.
there and have him look like that.
Yes.
And that was yeah, it was impressive.
Yes.
You know, and that's a division we talked about leading into the year. I mean, the default is and understandably.
Everybody won, but the Chargers.
Kansas City is Kansas City.
Yes.
But, yeah, I mean, the Chargers are really talented.
Yeah, man.
Now, they are the Chargers.
They are.
And something terrible likely will happen.
They
but
are.
They're talented. Yeah, like you said, the Raiders got their first win with Pete Carroll and Geno Smith yesterday as well. Ashton Jeanty got in the end zone. And then the Broncos won their game yesterday, too.
Yeah, that was an ugly win.
It was an ugly win.
Bo Nix played like he was a young player.
He did
not play well yesterday. But the
Sloppy.
Titans are bad. But, hell, they had a chance if Ridd makes a catch. Ridd makes a catch. They got their drive still going. But, yeah, the AFC West – It might not just – now, I don't count them out because they got 15.
No, it's one game.
It's one
and they
game
have Patrick
now,
Mahomes. And they lost to the Chargers.
And you know who they got coming in the Arrowhead
who?
This week? them damn Philadelphia Eagles.
Oh.
Yeah, so.
So that's a big deal.
Yeah, yeah.
You don't want to, I mean, again, even if they lose, I won't count them out.
Right.
Because of the track record.
Yes.
And the quarterback.
Yes.
You don't want to start 0-2.
Yeah, man.
We know the, all too well. We know the percentages when you start 0-2. All right, let's work back in the other direction. Let's talk about the game that happened late last night. What a fun game, man. What a great way to start the season. Let's hear Josh Allen completing a pass to Keon Coleman.
Here's the snap. Allen has time. Now pressure coming from Van Noy. Throws. It's high. And it's caught in the end zone by Keon Coleman. It may have been intended for Dawson Knox. But Coleman's the one that ends up with it. Agent Zero with a touchdown.
I'm going to tell you
something. Well, it got tipped. And then he still caught it.
But Baltimore should be ashamed of themselves. They should not lose this game. They can't. I mean, they're but yet, the Buffalo Bills, that dude's 17. I still think Lamar should have been the MVP last year. Don't get me wrong. But that dude right there
is
different.
I mean, they're both so special.
He is a different player, like special. Like, I'm going to take Buffalo, and we're going to get us a damn parade eventually here. He was freaking outstanding yesterday. Lamar was good, too, but Josh Allen was unbelievable yesterday. I think that, you know, but the Ravens had it. Like, Derrick Henry, they couldn't stop him. But Ed Oliver got the ball off of him.
Yep, just a great play. Ed Oliver had a great game. He's such a good player.
He had a great game yesterday.
Yeah, I mean, Derrick Henry just embarrasses people, man. Is that getting stiff-armed by Derrick Henry?
It should not be an insult.
I'm just saying it seems like it would be one of the – on a football field, there's got to be a lot of bad things that can happen to you.
That seems like one of the worst things that can happen to you. He can't do nobody any worse than he did Josh Gordon.
Not Josh Gordon, but
Josh Norman.
Yeah, he threw him into the center of the earth.
But, yeah, yesterday he got him another one, man. But, yeah, good win for – I mean, that dude number 17 of Buffalo.
That's a great win for Buffalo.
That's a great win because they have the 30th ranked schedule.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't realize that. It's easy.
They're favored.
How the hell they get that?
It's AFC East.
Oh, okay.
They're favored in the rest of their games.
Man.
Yeah. They're favored in all 16 games.
Baltimore, and you have to be a head coach for a long time in order to have this stat, but nobody has ever blown more second-half double-digit leads as a head coach than John Harbaugh.
Because he gets conservative.
They do.
He wants to rely on his defense. Your best player is the most valuable player of the league twice. Let him lose the damn game. Let him lose the game. But, yeah, Baltimore's defense is too good. But Josh Allen was special yesterday.
It's crazy because both of those defenses, I think, are pretty good, and they both gave up 40 because both of those quarterbacks and offenses.
Yes.
Like, in a lot of the games, even the Falcons and the Bucks games, the offense just looked
raggedy.
Not ready yet. They're not clicking yet. You want to call the defense ahead of the offense, whatever. I think it's more offenses just look out of sync than anything. Not those two.
Uh-uh.
Those two offenses looked ready. And I hope they play again. Obviously, they played a classic in the playoffs last year.
These last two games,
I would love to see it. I would love to see those guys square off again. All right, let's hear from Micah Parsons. He made his debut with the Packers yesterday, and it went well.
I can't lie, it gave me chills. This environment, the first time, how they embraced me, the fans. This was 1-on-1. You know, this was really just a blessing in disguise. My man Jay Love told me it'd be this nice, and I think, you know, nothing he could have said, I could imagine it'd be like this.
Let me tell you something, man. That dude is different. He is a whole different. And I'm talking about Bunk. He played 29 plays.
Yeah.
39.
They were limiting him, obviously.
The way he just pursues is crazy. Now, him and Penei Sewell, I talked after the game, they're going to be rivals for a long time in the same division. Penei Sewell, one of the best tackles of football. He couldn't do nothing with Micah yesterday. And the crazy thing about it is how Micah beats people with the same inside move. You know, as a lineman, don't give up the inside. And he just continuously gets it. But just the pursuit that engine.
Just go look at the sack that he got, and there's just not very many other people ever.
And he's a great player, but he's a great player with a damn motor that just goes and goes.
They had him double teamed and stopped.
Yes.
And somehow he burst right through there.
Explosive. Looked
from like stopped to going 30 miles an hour, and then Goff's rolling out the other way, and he tracks him down and gets him on the ground for a sack. It's just like, how? At that level, when it's the highest level of athletes in the world, could one guy look that much more athletic than everybody
29
else?
29 plays, they got three sacks, and it was the lowest output of yardage when he was on the field for the Lions.
Yeah.
Period.
By the way, 27-13 win over the Lions is a nice way to start your season.
Yes.
At home against the division rival. Lions.
You could tell Ben Johnson ain't there.
It's going to be a real tough one tonight for the Lions if the Bears go out there and drop like 38
but
or whatever.
But the thing about them was the same thing happened to them that happened in Atlanta. They couldn't run the ball. Mm-hmm. They got two of the – they got another 1-2 punch and everything like that in Gibbs and Williams. Mm-hmm. Nothing. Couldn't get nothing doing. But, I mean, I know as great as Micah Parsons is, and he's great, Jordan Love was good yesterday. And they need him to be good, and they need them young receivers to be good also.
A lot of just kind of dump-offs and, like, checkdowns from the Lions yesterday. Jahmyr Gibbs set a record. Lowest yards for a player with 10 receptions in a game in NFL history. 10 catches, 31 yards. Just a bunch of little dumps.
Because he couldn't do nothing. He was under damn pressure. Mm-hmm. They were getting after him.
Yeah, because Micah Parsons.
Because Micah Parsons was
cutting. Well, also Rashawn Gary, too. And when those guys figure it out
Rashawn
together.
Rashawn Gary's already a Pro Bowl outside linebacker.
I don't know,
man.
I don't know.
Watch out.
Watch out. Yeah, I mean, the Packers, the sky's the limit for the Packers right now. That quarterback, Love, played as good as anybody in the second half last year, maybe outside of Allen and Lamar.
Right.
And I'm not going to put him up there.
But he's good.
He played really, really well, and they got a lot of weapons on that team. All right. Let's hear from Aaron Rodgers. He talked about how it wasn't personal. And then, Yeah, sure it wasn't. Here it is.
You spoke about the meeting with Aaron Glenn on McAfee a few months ago. Beating him, is there significance in that, since he basically told you to your face that he didn't think you were right for that team?
Yes, that's what he did.
So there's significance in beating him?
Duh. Who the hell is just asking this question?
Happy to beat everybody associated with the Jets.
Who's asking the question? Dumbass question.
I don't know.
Aaron had every right to be mad. I mean, you make this man fly all the way across the country to tell him to his face, you could call my damn agent. And the disrespect, Aaron looked good.
He did.
Aaron looked good. He was moving well. He showed you how he can throw the football. I thought Arthur Smith was in his damn bag yesterday. Just the play action passes, the insertion of the receiver into the line to get the corner route. Austin, the damn –
Oh, Calvin Austin. Yeah. He had a nice game.
For Jonnu is always going to be there.
Jet sweep, Jonnu touchdown.
Yeah, why not? It's always going to be there.
I saw somebody tweet this, and they were right. The moment they traded for Jonnu Smith, that play went into the playbook.
No doubt.
Or it was already there. It was already there.
They ran a screen in the first half.
He was like, good, I can put this right back in there.
Yeah, they ran a screen in the first half of Jonnu. I'm telling you, but on the other side.
Yeah, Justin Fields played good. Yeah, he had a good game.
Justin Fields played a really good game, clean game, nice touchdown to Garrett, a couple touchdown runs. The Jets' defense ain't where I thought it would be, but they got enough talent to probably fix it. They got a new system with AG and all that. But, yeah, I thought Aaron was – they can't run a damn ball. They couldn't run to save their damn life. And the Jets, the way Justin played, the way Breece Hall played – I mean, they got something if Justin can just play in with them within himself. But I thought Justin was really, really good. Now, if I'm Garrett Woods, I'm gonna have an issue with him though. Running for that first down, dog. Don't get me blown up like that. It was some big hits yesterday, boy. That damn hit that Myles Garrett put on Pojo Burrow.
Dude, Myles Garrett absolutely wrecked that football game.
Yes,
we'll come back and tell. They almost.
Yeah, I told you. I tried to tell you. I was like, I don't know about the. I was like, it ain't about that.
To hold that offense to that. Few yards is
it's the Browns.
The hell
it's
of
the
a
Browns, and it's opening day.
Now they still lost.
Yeah, they lost.
They still lost, which is the Browns' way. But yeah, we'll come back. We'll talk a little bit about that one. Bunch of other fun games from yesterday. NFL No Huddle Part 2 coming up next. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. NFL.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
No Huddle Round 2 here on a Monday afternoon. Noon Hour brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com, get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. We'll get the phone lines open in about 20 minutes as well, Falcons fans. 404-726-0929. You can call in and sound off, and we'll talk through it together.
Yeah, this got my whole side hurting right there.
What happened?
Oh, watching Jalen Ramsey hit old boy again.
Oh, yeah.
Got my whole side hurting. Goodness gracious.
Yeah.
Don't do that to me.
Dude, there was a lot of just absolute decleaters yesterday.
Yeah. No, we gotta get, let me just get this one out the way.
Okay. No, no, no. We can spend some time on it.
No, no, no. Not that one. Oh. This, the my damn Dolphins, man.
Well, yeah, I know.
No. We can go through that quick. They got problems, man. They were looking like Magic City. Real cheeky. Real assy. They,
yeah, but not good cheeky.
No, man. Not good cheeky. Yeah. They look like a bad BBL. they got some cement caulk in their butt.
Oh, my God.
That's how bad they, Andy, and, you know, we knew coming to the season it was going to be difficult for them, but they look real, real bad, man. They look defeated, and they got to figure something out. I like Coach Mike, but I think he's going to be an outstanding offensive coordinator, somebody. Mm-hmm. But him leading a whole franchise, I just don't see it, man.
Yeah, it just.
And they need Tyreek. I'm like, or he got Drew. Hey, call Andy. Call Andy, see what they're doing out there in Kansas City. See if they want me back.
Oh, mend fences, huh?
Oh, yeah. See if they want me back.
What's that relationship like?
Well, he didn't want to leave.
He did? Okay.
Yeah, Miami just put too much money out there.
Right, right.
Yeah, Miami put out so much money.
Yeah, how do you say no?
That you can't say no to.
Yeah, yeah. No, to your point, though, about the problems they have, a lot of teams lost tough ones week one.
Mm-mm.
Nobody got worked by Daniel Jones.
Daniel Jones.
Other than the Dolphins.
I mean, it was a great thing because they had the first game since Mr. Ursay passed, so a lot of the greats were back. You know, it's a big tribute to him and everything. And they went out there and just beat the hell out of the Dolphins.
Yeah, and look, I mean,
beat the hell out of them.
They're a team that we talked about throughout the summer of, like, if there's a team that the wheels might fall off, it might be the Dolphins.
Yes.
It looks like that's
what's happening. But that's the thing about it. Do you have the leadership, your coach, your quarterback, your organization to be able to overcome this? They failed their first test.
Yes.
They failed the first test.
Yes, yes,
so
they
did. So we'll see going forward.
I don't know.
They damn sure failed yesterday, Bob.
I don't know. I love that, not surprised, but love that Tyler Warren had three targets on the first drive.
Yes.
Like, that guy's going to be such a monster in that offense. I don't think so. We had a pretty bad day yesterday. All told. I don't know why exactly, but pretty tough start for the 92.9 The Game fantasy squad.
We had two players score negative points.
That would be
damn.
Why.
Yeah,
that's that would why. Be why. Who are those
we
guys?
We need a big day out of Roma Dunze tonight. Like, the game of his life.
Yeah, like, we need a Dunze to catch 3 to 5 touchdowns tonight.
I think 2 touchdowns and, like, 150 would probably get us close.
All right.
Maybe 3 touchdowns and 150.
Yeah, we got something to root for. You know I'm rooting for him. I want to see a Dunze play good tonight. But, yeah, the Dolphins had a tough one week one. We mentioned this, but the Raiders get their first win with Pete Carroll and Geno Smith. They beat the Patriots 20-13 yesterday. Cardinals played a little bit of a closer game than maybe you would have thought against the Saints.
I took the points in the Cardinals. They did end up covering. But, yeah, I thought Marvin Harrison was great yesterday.
They were just feeding
him. They gave him opportunity. Yep. That was the thing about it, Andy, is they came into the season giving him opportunities. And just like they – because they didn't really do a good job that last season. But, yeah, I didn't like the Saints anything. Just the I don't know, because I'm used to first game of the year in New Orleans. It's black on black, baby.
Yeah.
They came out with whatever that was. That mustard? That ain't gold, Bo. It ain't gold.
The gold and mustard.
You know, in Louisiana, gold kind of has a bunch of different.
You know what it looked like? It looked like
that Louisiana gold.
It looked like Dijon mustard.
Yeah.
That's what color it was. Kind of Dijon-y.
For whatever reason, when I was in college, UW went from gold to that gold.
Yeah.
And I thought the same thing. It's like, it just looks like dirty pants.
Yeah, it looks like,
Yeah, but I guess gold and it's mustard
flat gold
are similar.
Or matte
gold.
Matte gold.
There it is.
Spencer Rattler looked okay.
He was okay.
Yeah, he wasn't a disaster.
No, he was not.
Which, you know,
it could have been.
It's a compliment.
Yeah, I thought, you know, we've gone back to what the Raiders did. Geno played well.
Geno played good. Yeah,
Where Brock Bowers got busy.
Until he got hurt.
Then he got hurt.
Yeah.
But Brock was getting busy.
Brock Bowers
busy.
He gets that corner, man, and safeties just cannot tackle
that
him.
That dude is the best, man. He's going to be the best ever.
Sam Darnold loses his first start with the Seahawks. Seahawks fans furious.
I would be too, man.
We cashed in Geno for this guy.
Brock Purdy didn't have nobody.
No, he didn't.
Like, Kittle
got hurt
early,
the first half.
But the other tight end we just talked
about.
Juwan Jennings got hurt, too. But Pearsall, you remember I was mentioning Pearsall last week? Pearsall played his ass off in the game. But, yeah, Brock, they got it done, though. But, yeah, Seattle, they should be ashamed of themselves.
Yeah, well, they fumbled late. They had an opportunity to go down and win the game, and they fumbled late. And, yeah, McCaffrey looked good.
Mm-hmm.
Got the ball a billion times.
Yeah.
He had like 150.
Yeah, I think he had 31 touches or something
just,
like that.
They were just feeding him. So, he looked pretty good. All right, this conversation is already starting in New York with the Giants. Brian Daboll asked about whether or not Russell Wilson's going to start next week.
Yes, I mean, we're just right here after the game. I got confidence. We got to do better around overall, coaches, players, around everybody. So, you know, we'll get focused and ready to go on Dallas.
Go ahead, Brian. In fairness, you're not answering this. It sounds like you're not answering.
Well, we're talking about after every game. I got confidence in Russ.
Whoo, boy, that was rough.
Yeah.
That was rough. That was rough. They
17 of 37.
They're a bad football team. The fun thing about the Giants was Scattaboo, because he going to run into somebody.
Or multiple
people.
On one play.
This dude, he's funny as hell the way he plays. But, yeah, Russ was bad. The offense was just bad.
Yep.
You know,
and they have a bad offense.
They had a bad offense, and it's even worse when Andrew Thomas isn't there.
Yep.
And he's, you know, the stud out of Georgia, left tackle. He didn't play. They couldn't run the football. Malik Nabers had some nice catches, but he was frustrated. Him and the head coach getting into it, not a good look. On the other hand, I thought Washington was okay. I thought it helped that they played the Giants.
I do think I will say this about the Giants, that defensive front of theirs,
they play hard.
Is going to give people problems.
Yeah, Brian Burns had nice moves. Mm-hmm. Debo Samuel's effect. I saw some clips of that this morning. Like, not even if he's getting the ball, just his presence, Andy.
Yeah,
he's crazy.
Like, he's a nice lead blocker.
Was crazy. His presence was there, but yeah.
Here's the thing, though. You know, he plays like that. That's what he does.
Yes. Stay healthy.
If Debo Samuel is able to do that for 17 games, maybe even 14 games, you know, you might find him some
rest.
He's
going to miss one.
He's going to miss a little bit of time.
Yes.
But he made a big impact on that offense yesterday. And yeah, you're right. They were a little bit they're a little clunky with their offensive operation. Kind of interesting to see how they're figuring out the carries as well.
Yep.
Ja'Cory Kroski-Merritt had 10 carries, had 82 yards and a touchdown. Austin Eckler in there, Jeremy McNichols. Like, they're going to kind of be figuring that out as the season. But it looks like Ja'Cory Kroski-Merritt's probably the number one. All right, let's hear from Joe Burrow talking about, at least we won. We wouldn't have won this game last year.
We didn't win any of these games last year. And so usually when you can win a game like this, that's a recipe for success, and it means you're going to be a good team if you can find a lot of different ways to win, and we did today.
You just got to win. That's why I picked that game, and I picked the Cleveland part of it, because I knew, first of all, Cleveland's defense is the first game of the year, and for some reason Cleveland plays Cincinnati hard. Now, I knew that Cincinnati wasn't going to have to score a lot to beat them, because I knew Cleveland probably wasn't going to score a lot, but I thought that Joe managed the game well. But Myles Garrett.
Mm-hmm.
And he can win football games by himself.
Man. Almost did.
And almost did. This dude was knocking the hell out of Joe.
Bengals had 145 yards of offense.
Yes.
All told.
But all that.
That won't happen
all that.
Again.
Yep.
All year.
Well, they got to give everybody credit.
Probably.
The Browns got a good defense.
They do
have
a
nice
really good
defensive personnel, man.
It's got to be so frustrating to be, especially Myles. At least Myles Garrett makes $1 billion.
Yeah.
But, like, they're such a talented unit that if they just had competent quarterback play. If they just had competency on offense, like they did 2 years ago, they'd go to the playoffs.
Yeah, man.
But yeah, they got a lot of really good guys on defense.
Man.
All right, anything else?
Travis Hunter, both ways, yes, they had 6 for 33. They were trying their best to just give him the ball in his hands.
I think he played 6 snaps on defense.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And then the rest of them on offense.
Yeah, so yeah.
All right, they won, though.
They won.
Nice win for Jacksonville.
Yeah, saw giving the game ball to Duval. And the Rams, you know, they still cannot protect CJ Stroud. CJ Stroud, I'm talking about the Texans.
Oh,
Rams
won.
But I'm talking about CJ. Like, Andy, I was watching a little bit of this game. The frustration that young man has on his face.
Yeah.
Now, he can't even get back into his drop.
Yeah.
And people are sitting in his damn lap. Like, I'm glad he got that shield, that visor.
Yeah.
I know it's clear. You can see a little bit.
I thought you were talking about the other side, because Stafford took a bunch of hits in that game.
And that back, the touchdown pass. You know that my back hurt run. that back when you had your ass stuck out a little bit, and you tried to run on the balls of your feet.
Yeah.
Oh boy, that's how he was running.
He got that Texans front's going to do that.
Will Anderson and them?
Yeah, they're really good. But yeah, Stafford got lit up a few times.
Man,
every time you see it, you're like, oh no, because you know what's going on with the back.
And then the thing about last night's game, the whole thing with Lamar. They threw the fan out, so that's.
I didn't see.
You
it.
Didn't see that? Okay, you remember B-Hop's catch?
Mm-hmm.
All right, so they're running in the back of the end zone, right where the fans are, and the dude, the Buffalo Bills fan, hits D-Hop in the head.
Right.
And Lamar sees it. He hits Lamar, and Lamar pushes him, and then that was not it. But don't put your hands on no players.
No, they
threw the fan out. Get your ass out of here.
Don't be doing that. Final game of Week 1 tonight, right here on Sports Radio 92.9. The game, Monday Night Football, the Minnesota Vikings and the Chicago Bears. The loaded Chicago Bears offense. Ben Johnson, first game as head coach.
I'm telling you.
He saw what the Lions offense looked like without him. So that should, I don't know. That if I was a Bears fan, I'd be like, all right.
Because the thing about it was the Lions, the Jets OC is from the Lions. I think it was quarterback coach or something.
Okay.
So, and you saw how good the Jets looked.
Yeah.
So
yeah. They lost a lot of coaches off
their
staff.
They really, really did, man. So that's the unfortunate part about it. But hopefully it'll be a good game tonight. You got two young quarterbacks. This is J.J. McCarthy's first start.
Right.
With all them weapons. I saw earlier today his left tackle was questionable for the game. So
Minnesota favored in Chicago.
I thought it was – oh, it's in Chicago.
Yeah, games
it is
Soldier
in Chicago.
Field
you're
Chicago,
right.
Minnesota favored by 1.5.
What a fun place.
The other part of it, too, from a Falcons perspective, that's who the Falcons play on Sunday Night Football in Minnesota next game.
Yes.
So watch with a close eye.
Yeah, man. It's going to be – I mean, that's the thing about it is the whole – you know, they got him all this – they got him an offensive coach that he claims that he won in the GQ magazine. You go out there, you get receivers, you get tight ends, you got a dynamic runner. You spend money on the offensive line. Yep. This is on Caleb.
Yep. That's right. Caleb. Now it's just on you.
Yep.
They got the best offensive coach available in the last, like, four cycles. Spent all the money, drafted all the pass catchers, got to run, like you said. And he's, by the way, the number one pick, too.
Yes.
So,
yeah.
You know, it's all there for you.
Yeah,
it's all there for you.
Hey, join Duke Sabel this Thursday at Buffalo's Cafe. And coming for a special broadcast, we'll be getting you ready for Thursday night football, plus looking ahead to the weekend's college and pro action. That's Thursday at Buffalo's Cafe and coming. On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
All right, Falcons fans, phone lines are open 404-726-0929.
Hey, I've already picked up the phone.
That's the rule. No cussing. Other than that, get it off your chest. How you feeling? Maybe you're feeling okay about yesterday. Maybe you're feeling terrible. I'm not sure. We'll talk it through coming up next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. All right,
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
3 minutes away from getting back into the big story of the day. You know what the big story of the day is. The football season is underway. Unfortunately, the Falcons are 0-1 after...
Is it that song, I Don't Want to See You Cry? It sounds like Deadbeat.
Is that what it is, Bo?
Call me whenever.
Juice WRLD.
Juice WRLD. You know, obviously, I don't know who that is.
Neither do I.
It's probably somebody my kids listen to.
Yeah, probably.
Ain't he
Juice
dead?
WRLD, isn't that?
Ain't he dead?
I believe so.
Yeah. Wasn't that one of Samson's favorite songs, though?
I think it was. Samson, yeah. Samson and his brothers, they don't know, man. I just be like, hey, just.
Yeah, R.I.P. Juice WRLD.
Yeah, man. He did pass away.
Yeah,
okay.
He did,
all right. Okay.
All right.
He's very impactful.
Oh, right. That's what somebody got a tattoo,
yes,
right?
Yes.
And he made a really big impact on their life.
Yeah.
Whatever, man. That's great. A lot of people are influenced by a lot of different music.
Yeah, man.
Whatever it is that gets you going,
mm-hmm.
that's what gets you going.
And just put them on your body.
For some people.
Not that you can't listen to the damn song over and over again. You got to permanently have his face on your ass.
Was it LeBron's son, right?
Yeah.
I think that's what it was.
I don't know.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Bronny. Let's call him by his own name. He is an NBA player.
Yeah.
Bronny James. I mean, some people it's Juice WRLD. Some people it's
Frankie Beverly.
You got Frankie Beverly.
Big impact on
big
me.
Big impact on you.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. I like to wear white because of that.
There you go.
Yeah. Even though I don't really wear a lot of white.
Sometimes you do. Oh, speaking of wearing stuff.
Uh-oh.
Are we one and done?
Yeah, man.
We did Tank Top Friday.
We did the Tank Top Friday, man.
We tried.
It just felt so good.
It really did.
Because I had to come home. I came home and I didn't have to change.
Yeah.
Because that's what I wear all day.
Yeah. I kept that tank top on. I put it back on Saturday.
There you go.
Yeah.
We didn't get sweaty.
We didn't get sweaty. We were inside. Fine. Because I had to do some yard work on Friday when I got home, so I put on some yard work stuff, and then Saturday was sitting right there for me in the closet. Yeah. I was like, oh, put that back on.
Let me put this thing
watch
back on.
Watch a little college football with the guns out. Yeah, so one and done. On Tank Top Fridays. We tried.
Yeah.
We did our best. We couldn't do it.
Real quick, Rusty just sent us over all of I think we're looking at Oklahoma. You were talking about Oklahoma and their schedule. Whew.
Oh, well, they got a tough one.
Texas,
yeah.
South Carolina, Ole Miss, Tennessee, Alabama, Missouri, and LSU.
Yeah.
What did Oklahoma do to y'all?
Their entire slate as of Sunday is ranked.
What the
Their
hell?
Their entire SEC slate is ranked.
What the hell did Oklahoma do? God
they,
almighty.
They joined the SEC. They joined
gracious.
The SEC. And scheduled, you know, they have Michigan, so they're non-conference as well. Look, man, if they can go 10-2 with this schedule, look out.
Look out. Because they got a quarterback to do it.
They do have a quarterback to do it. And they got some guys on defense.
Yes.
You saw them play on Saturday. They had a nice win. We'll get back into a little bit of college at 1:20 as well, as we'll talk about the college football weekend. But like we mentioned, Falcons audio, Falcons highlight conversation in about 20 minutes. But right now, it is time for the phones. Phones are jam-packed, so let's get out there. This is perfect. We'll start with Positive Paul. Positive Paul's in Sugar Hill. No. Hello, Paul.
Oh, no.
What's up, gentlemen? I'm still on the positive train, okay?
All right.
First of all, I've got just a few things to make. First of all, the NFL is looking good for the entire season. The parity between the teams. Man, did you see – I'll get to Atlanta in a minute, but did you see the Steelers-Jets game?
It was a great game. Man,
you talk about excitement and to see Rodgers. Both quarterbacks do as good as they did. I was very, very pleased. Mm-hmm. But before I get to the Falcons, Derrick Henry from the Ravens.
Yes.
Let me tell you, if you got this cat on your fantasy team, you're going to win a lot of ball games.
Yeah.
He is an animal. Animal.
Okay. Thank you.
Now.
Okay, right. There we go. Let's do it, Paul.
Let's do it.
Here we go to the meat. The Falcons. Penix looked absolutely fabulous. Lord, I hope he can stay healthy. He looks great. The offensive line looked great. I was very pleased we were even in this game because I really kind of had some doubts. I'm sorry that Ku missed the field goal, but it ain't all his fault. It ain't all his fault.
Okay.
And he's going to make some of those field goals before the year's out. I'm going to hang up and let y'all go. Have a great one, guys.
Appreciate you, Paul.
There you go, Paul. Paul's keeping a positive focus on the fact that many of the games were close.
Yes.
Including the Falcons.
Yes, it was.
It was very close.
Yes.
So from that standpoint, entertainment value standpoint, high. Now, how is it not his fault that he missed the field goal?
I don't know. I mean, okay.
It was a good snap.
I saw some post-game and everything, and the teammates doing and saying what you're supposed to say and do. Not his fault. He didn't lose the game. We're all in it. Deep down inside, hit the kick. But then it goes back to you as your player saying it, well, what the hell did I do? Because I know I didn't play my best.
Right.
And so it goes back. That's just a teammate thing. That's how you always would view it. But, no, he missed the kick.
Yeah. And, again,
the snap was perfect.
I have no problem with the players having his back.
Yeah, he missed it.
He's their teammate for now. even when if he's not their teammate, like later today or tomorrow, they'll probably still say nice things about him. Rightfully so.
Right.
That's what you do as a professional. But that's the right thing to say. What's the true thing? The true thing is that he missed a 44-yard field goal that would have sent the game to overtime.
Yes.
That's a makeable yardage for an NFL kicker.
Yep.
Were the laces out or something? Is it a Finkel situation?
I hope not.
I look like a for multiple reasons. I think the snap was good, the hold was good, and he sliced it.
Yep.
So all right. Dave is in Swats, Southwest Atlanta.
Swats.
Hello, Dave. 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 Oh, man. Dave, call us back. Let's go to Brandon, who's in Dallas. Hey, Brandon.
Hey, how you doing?
Good.
Just calling about the running game. I'm confused with what exactly they're doing. Algier, I think they should use him a little bit more on power runs. And maybe a little more play action for Bijan. What do you think?
Well,
all right, Brandon. I will say the carries were almost split evenly yesterday.
Yeah,
Bijan had 12 and Algier had 10.
Said he had 6 catches, right? So 18 total touches for him?
That's right.
Okay, 18 total touches for Bijan.
That's not enough.
That's not enough. That's not enough for Bijan. I knew they did a lot with we call it pony, with both tailbacks in at the game. They had a split out, had Bijan split out, but then they were running the ball with Tyler Algier. I'm so sick of the damn pistol runs. I'm just irritated with it. I know it worked, whatever. It's irritating as hell to me. Get on a damn center, go find your damn defensive tackle, put him at damn fullback, and run straight. You're running without a lead blocker into where the best run stuffing defensive tackle and ball. And you kept running at him. Hello?
I know. I don't know. It seems to me that at times Zach Robinson has a hard time deviating from the game.
Yes.
Like, this is what I want to do, so this is what I'm going to do. Now, they did switch it up a little bit, because remember the first time they ran out of the pistol on fourth and short, gave it to Bijan, he got stuffed. The next time, at least, they gave it to Algier. He got it. He got it, but they still ran the same one.
Yeah, man.
And here's the other thing about it, too. Like, look, you have to be able to run behind all of your offensive linemen.
Yes.
I get it. But some Sundays, the matchup's going to be tough.
And it was tough.
Vita Vea was destroying Ryan Neuzel.
He was – I mean, we mentioned this on Friday. I said, this dude owns –
He does.
Both A guys. He owns the shade, the ones, the zeros, the three. He owns that area. And it don't matter what you do. The highest paid player on this team, the Falcons team, got his ass whipped multiple times. It's just what it is. It's just what it is.
Who's the highest paid player on the team?
And Lindstrom?
Lindstrom? Oh, yeah. Right. Yeah, I think you're right. Okay. Octavius is in Lawrenceville. Hey, Octavius.
What's happening, fellas?
Hello.
Hey, what's up, man?
Real quick, man. First of all,
I'm not even really going to comment on the Falcons. You know, I've already accepted that I'm in an abusive relationship. You know, so every now and again, this man's going to hit me, but I know he loves me. So we're going to get past it.
Dang, man.
But the question that I got is for Randy. A couple of weeks ago, you said that you're a fan of grunge, whatever, however you pronounce it.
Yeah.
I'm curious, man. What band do you support with grunge? Because I kind of, I seriously doubted that you was a fan of grunge. I thought you was really playing.
Oh no! So, I tell you this.
Thank you, Octavius.
I tell you this, man. You'll never find a bigger Pearl Jam fan than me.
Yeah, it's true. Mean, and I've known a lot of Pearl Jam fans. A lot of big ones.
Yeah, you'll never find one. I love it. Yeah. You know, but I was having fun with the whole grunge thing. But no, I was never into that scene.
Yeah.
But I messed with them, though.
We didn't do the game on Friday night. We had talked about it, but then it was like 93 degrees outside.
Yeah.
I was like, I'm not going to put flannel on and go sit outside.
Oh, yeah, this.
No? Nah.
Oh.
We watched it.
Not a whole lot of people were wearing flannel Friday night.
Oh, really?
It was a fun night, though. I mean,
did they play a lot of grunge music in the park?
Yeah.
Dude, all I know is that you get the updates on your phone, and the score came up. I was like, that ain't the damn score no Braves game.
Yesterday's was
like, they lose 18-1.
Nah, they accidentally put up a football score. They didn't give up 18.
Oh, my goodness.
They sure
did.
Yeah, Raleigh hit another one. He's got 53. I don't think that thing's landed yet from yesterday. All right, let's go Bentley. Bentley's in Sharpsburg. Hey, Bentley.
Hey, how y'all doing today?
What's up, man?
Hey, man. Falcons played good enough to at least get into overtime and win yesterday.
Agree.
Bijan played great. Penix played great. Defense was solid. Actually got some pass rush. But two things real quick. Drake London never seems to catch the ball cleanly. That's the issue. Never any yards after. And Koo, probably need to look for another kicker. Koo was bad all last year. Mm-hmm. This ain't 2 years ago. You know, that was a makeable kick.
Yep.
Had to make that.
Yep.
All right, y'all have a good day. Hey, I enjoy listening to you guys.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you, Bentley. We appreciate it.
You're right. There's a new do kicker.
Yeah, it wouldn't surprise me.
It would not surprise me one bit.
Here's what I feel, and I don't know this, but I feel confident in saying that this is what's happening. They're doing some work right now.
Oh, yeah.
In Flowery.
Yes, yes.
They're calling. They might have somebody up there today.
Terry and them guys are definitely in doing some work, man. but I just think, you know, going back to the original thing with Drake, Drake's got to make those plays.
Mm-hmm.
All right? You got to make the play. I know it looked like it was just an inverted pivot route. You got to snatch it with your hands.
You have to catch
it. I think Drake has magnificent hands. I really, really do. But he's got to make those catches. And it's the one that they reviewed. How do they not have a camera on that side over there?
I really don't know. Because the more you looked at it.
It looked like he might have got it.
It's crazy because, I mean, he flat dropped it at first.
Yes.
But then as he's like sideways going down, it looked like he pinned it to his leg,
mm-hmm.
Which is pretty impressive in the first place. But then, yeah, you're right, to not have that reverse angle. And you saw it on the replay from this side. There's a cameraman right there.
Yes. Yeah.
Who's he work for? Not for the broadcast?
He might be taping film for the Bucks.
Is that NFL Films or something like that? Because there was a cameraman literally right there. They just didn't have that angle.
I don't know, man. But he got to make those plays.
Got to make those plays.
They had a getting off press coverage. Talking about all the receivers. Mm. All of them. But I thought Zach called a really good game passing-wise. I thought he did. I thought he did some good concepts and everything. I love how they were working and getting Kyle open and things.
And they're bringing Kyle from different places.
Yeah, I thought the pass game, that passing game, that was really
good. Yeah, I did too. Now, conversely, the run game was pretty frustrating.
And it was frustrating. Of course, you got to call some different plays. But personnel, too. But wait till the end of the year and watch what Tampa is run defensively. Watch. They're one of the best, man.
They are.
Especially when he's healthy.
Yep. When Vita Vea is there in the middle, they're just going to stuff you.
They're good, man.
All right. Scott's in Canton. Hey, Scott.
What's up, fellas?
Hey, Scott.
Oops. Sorry. I dropped my phone. Sorry about that. Hey.
We got you.
All right. Two quick things. Number one, the NFL looks great right now. But one of the things. Actually, three things. Number one, don't sleep on my Steelers, man.
Oh, God.
All right.
You know, I had that conversation in the barbershop on Thursday with Steeler fan.
Dude, I'm bald. I am dead on bald. There ain't no barbershop happening with me.
All right, so that's one. What's two?
But, hey, second thing. I don't know if everybody remembers. This was, I don't know, it was like 3 or 4 years ago. And Boswell got the yips.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yep.
And they sent him down. They sent him down to the practice squad, brought somebody else in, humbled his ass. Sorry. Humble Dick.
You can say ass. Yeah.
All right, that's fine then. But they humbled him, and he came back, and look at him now. He's the best guy in the league. He just hit a 60-yarder. So Coos just got the yips. He's, you know, I'm old enough. I've seen a lot of yips, just like you have, Randy. Yeah. And he's got the yips. He needs to get down. He needs to get his head clear. And once he gets his head clear, he can come back up. They got to get him on the practice squad for now, and they got to get somebody else in there and get somebody who can actually make a 42-yard field goal.
All right, what's three?
Three is I enjoy you guys, man. Thank you.
Oh, appreciate it, man. Thank you very much.
We enjoy
you. You enjoy your day.
All right, Scott.
All right, man.
Enjoy your day, brother.
Appreciate it, brother.
Scott, the bald Steelers fan, with a good point.
Yeah.
And maybe that's what they do with Koo, possibly.
But that means you got to release him.
That's right.
Yeah, that means you got to release him. Yeah, I know.
You'd probably be safe.
Yeah, I know.
You'd probably be safe.
Yeah, I know where you're going with that.
Maybe you send him down there. And because, I mean, look, if it's not physical, like in terms of injury wise, like if it's a mechanical thing
I don't think it's physical.
I don't think it's injury.
Yeah.
I think it's mechanical slightly because he's spraying the ball all over the place. But I think more than that, I think it's mental. But again, this is a dime store diagnosis for me.
To me, you don't sound like you're saying anything wrong.
Okay.
I just don't. We're just speaking about the Braves. For comprehensive coverage of Major League Baseball, turn to our Braves insider Grant McCauley every Sunday from the Diamond on Sports Radio 929 The Game. Grant will bring you updates of the Braves' latest news, exclusive interviews, and analysis that you can only get from the Diamond. This week's show is on. Okay, now get this. Now this week's show is Saturday at noon.
Okay,
so it's not going to be on Sunday. Brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com and get a guaranteed offer for your home today. Buy the 50th floor. Visit 50thfloor.com for free home estimates.
You know, that caller segment there was brought to you by Solomon Brothers Jewelry.
I know that.
Go to one of their three locations or shop online at SolomonBrothers.com or on Instagram at Solomon Brothers. Yeah. We'll come back. And this is actually pretty appropriate music.
I like this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A little black hole sun.
Now, I'll be honest to you, I ain't listened to in a while, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, it don't get no play now. I'll be on Vibes Cartel, and that'd be my.
Maybe
my
not everybody loves Soundgarden. I really like them.
Yeah.
But you can't argue that Chris Cornell's got one of the great voices in the history of rock.
Yes.
Like, that dude could absolutely wail. R.I.P. Chris Cornell as well. All right, we'll come back. We'll get to the big story of the day to kick off the 1 o'clock hour. Well, you know what it is. We'll be right back. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
You know why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.